Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off, say the people of Israel. Exceedingly dry bones. The driest of dry bones, the text says. That's the opposite of resurrection. That's deader than dead. That's the vision that Ezekiel saw of this valley. The people of Israel believed that's what they were, what they had become. A valley of exceedingly dry bones. A vast army of dead bones. Now, why do they believe this? Why do they declare that our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we are indeed cut off? Why this threefold lamentation? Well, at the time of Ezekiel's writing, God had sent Israel into exile. The Babylonians, God's chosen instrument, had destroyed the nation, defiled the land, and deported the brightest and best of Israel's people. Those left behind were only left behind because they had nothing to offer Babylon. Ezekiel's prophecy, as you read through the entire book, it leaves no doubt as to the cause of this destruction of Jerusalem and the deportation of her people. God himself sent this disaster upon them because the people had chosen to worship other gods, to find comfort and assurance, not in the promises of God, not in the word he declares to them, but in the arms of other nations. So what's the consequence? The consequence are the bones of Israel scattered through the wilderness, their hope of return lost. They now live in a foreign land, cut off from the temple, cut off from the presence and place of God on earth. And so they fall into, yet again, despair. And they gave up on the promises of God. As they looked about them and their circumstances, they could not but say, Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. In his explanation of the vision, God does not, in fact, dispute the fact that Israel is, in fact, a valley of exceedingly dry bones. They weren't simply dead and decaying, but this people had abandoned him long ago when they forsook him for other gods. The decomposition process was complete. Nothing left behind but bleached white bones, no marrow left in them, no hope for regeneration. Can these bones live? We might ask the same thing of ourselves, perhaps. Our bones are dried up. The people of our churches spend little time in the Word of God that brings life. Instead, they have suckled at the culture around them. They pray the songs of our culture more readily than they pray the psalms of the Word of God. How quickly we ourselves, in moments of discomfort, turn to our devices instead of the Word of God to find consolation. Our hope is lost. The despair of people in this nation, even among Christians, is no secret. The wealth and opportunity that plague this nation have generated despair in us over the smallest, most minute problems we face. Even in the church, many struggle to hear the hope of the gospel. We are indeed cut off. Dried up and hopeless, we are left wondering if we are indeed cut off. Does the Lord hear our cries? As we look to the vestiges of Christianity around us, we can indeed ask, can these bones live? And then we must say with the prophet, O Lord God, you know. And what is his answer? His answer to Ezekiel was not, there is no hope, you are indeed cut off, these bones are too dry. No, his answer is indeed an emphatic yes. Preach my word to this people. And that's exactly what Ezekiel did. The Lord gives him the word to speak. Prophesy over these bones, these exceedingly dry bones that have no hope. Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And what happens? Ezekiel prophesies. And they come together with a sound and a rattling. You know the sound of dry, dead bones. The sound and the rattling, and they come together. And then sinews are laid upon them. And then flesh covers them. And then skin comes over the top. But in some ways, the vision is now even a little more horrifying. Now this is not simply a valley of dry bones. This is now a valley of dead bodies with real faces that you can recognize. They had no breath. There was no spirit in them. And so the Lord tells Ezekiel to prophesy to the breath. Prophesy to the spirits to bring life into these bodies. So he does. The Spirit enters into them, and they stand. No longer an army of dry bones, but an exceedingly great army of living ones. This is our Lord's promise also for us. You see, the Lord answered Israel's threefold lament. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. He answered that lament with a threefold promise. I will open your graves. I will bring you into the land of Israel. I will put my spirit within you. Indeed, as he discusses in the previous chapter, Ezekiel 36, by the sprinkling of them with clean water, he takes out the heart of stone from his people and gives them instead a heart of flesh, a new, fleshy, living heart instead of one that is dead. He brings life to them through his spirit. Can these bones live? Indeed, they can. And our Lord speaks the same word of promise to us as well. He promises both an earthly resurrection on the last day and a resurrection prefigured in his own. He promises a resurrection also here and now. As we look at the vast horrorscape of exceedingly dry bones, of what appears to be a valley of dead bodies, of a Christianity that seems to be such in name only, we turn to the promises of God, to the words of God, by which he gives life. And there where the word of God is preached and the gospel is proclaimed, dead bones are brought to life. Graves are opened, both figuratively and in reality on the last day. He will indeed bring us to the promised land, to an eternal inheritance, all because he has already brought you to life. He has already put his spirit within you, given you a heart of flesh. For where his word is declared, where he still speaks, there he continues to work, even if it does not seem so to our eyes. How do you know this? Because he has said, "I have spoken, and I will do it," declares the Lord. In the name of Jesus.